This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
4 o'clock here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
Lukey.
After hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. You know, I'd like to think that Woody Johnson would have a serious wake-up call if he looked around the NFL playoff landscape over the last weekend here. It started out with Aaron Rodgers on Thursday taking shots at the organization, taking shots at the Jets, saying, well, here in Pittsburgh, we don't have leaks. You know, we're a well-run organization. And as we know, when Aaron Rodgers was with the Jets, you know, it was like a sorority house. It was like a fraternity house. It was just basically gossiping left and right. And there were constant leaks to the media. And it was, loose lips sink ships. And it was, whether it was solid texting Beningo or just everybody in the media basically getting their hands on all the deep, dark, dirty secrets of the Jets, it wasn't a good look. And then you had Devontae Adams on Saturday taking a shot at the Jets. Now, Devontae Adams isn't the type of guy that usually does that. So when he did it, I was like, geez. Like, Rodgers, I can understand being spiteful and being upset because the Jets fired him. They publicly embarrassed him. They did a stupid dog and pony show where they had him fly out here on his own dime, all to have a 3-minute sit down with Glenn and Moogie, and they told him, don't let the door hit you on the ass on the way out. Which was ridiculous and a power play to make Aaron Glenn look like the savior of this franchise when we all know it's Woody Johnson who wanted Rodgers out of here. And the job, the head coaching job of the Jets came without Aaron Rodgers, meaning if you wanted it and you wanted Aaron Rodgers to be the quarterback, you weren't getting the job. So it was this big ordeal to make Rodgers look bad. And then obviously the Jets look bad when it's all said and done because in about, X 12 or so hours, 15 hours, Aaron Rodgers is going to be hosting a playoff game and the Jets are sitting at home watching like they always do, like the rest of us watching the playoffs. So then Adams takes the shot. Sam Darnold. He is quarterbacking the number one seed in the NFC. Bobby Saleh. Robert Saleh, remember him? He's back to his old Robert Saleh ways. The hype on the sidelines, taking a banged up San Francisco defense, and eliminating the defending champs in Philadelphia. So you have former players, future Hall of Famers, taking shots at your organization. You have Sam Darnold, the guy that was supposed to be the savior for your franchise. He's now having success with Seattle. He had it with Minnesota, now he's having it with Seattle. So now two different stops. And you have Robert Saleh back to being the old Robert Saleh, being the DC for the Niners in the divisional round. So maybe, just maybe, Woody Johnson will have a wake-up call here. Because the franchise is a joke. They're a laughingstock. They're the worst franchise across all the sports. They're the worst franchise maybe in the history of sports. They have the longest drought of any of the four major North American sports in terms of not making the playoffs. There are hockey teams that I can't even name that have made the play. The Utah Woolly Mammoth, whatever they call them, have made the playoffs more recently than the Jets. And you have former players and coaches succeeding without them. A lot of them had success before they got to the Jets, and now they're having success after the Jets. Maybe, just maybe, this could be a wake-up call for Woody Johnson. That the team is the butt of the joke, and the team that fired Aaron Rodgers because they were too good for him. They didn't want Davante Adams back. They got rid of Saleh, which was probably the right move, but their defense has suffered greatly from it. And you hire Aaron Glenn to be your head coach, a defensive-minded guy, and you have a season worse than anything Adam Gase or Rich Kotite ever did. Because, at least those seasons, their defense recorded an interception. I still, to this day, don't understand how the Jets did not have one pick all year. The only pick they had was the guy in the third row picking his nose because he's bored. Was that Evan? I don't know if he has those good of seats, but yes. You're a joke. And maybe this is a wake-up call. Hopefully. Because you're sitting there at number two. I don't know what quarterback you're taking. Dante Moore, even if he comes out, doesn't look like the goods. He probably needs more time at Oregon. And after watching the cheerleaders at Oregon, I would probably stay there too. Do they have a transfer portal for cheerleaders? These girls look like they're 27 years old. When I went to college, cheerleaders didn't look like this. Girls didn't look like this. So I know there's a transfer portal. There's quarterbacks and football players that are in college, so they're 29. Maybe the cheerleaders, it's the same thing. Maybe they have NIL deals and transfer portals. They're a team with a lot of assets. They have a lot of picks. So in theory, they can dig their way out of this. But it's hard not to get caught up in the toxic nature that is this franchise. And I wish them the best. This is why I wanted the Giants to lose out. This is why I wanted the number one overall pick. This is why when I'm watching Fernando Mendoza on Friday night absolutely carve up the Oregon Ducks, I'm sitting there all pissed off because had the Giants lost out to meaningless games that have no carryover into next year, none, zero, it'll be a new coaching staff, it'll be a whole new regime, whole new lease on life. They'll never remember, you know, the games as far as Jackson Dart learning anything. It's all nothing. What would have mattered is the number one overall pick because the Giants could have used that to trade to the Jets. The Jets would get their franchise quarterback and really arm in arm, the Giants and Jets could save football in New York because all of us, if you're a Giant fan and Jet fan and you're sitting there on the couch or you're at the bars all weekend long and you're watching these games and they were great games, they were exciting. Sometimes you don't get exciting playoff games. This weekend was. Really top to bottom, except for Chargers, Patriots. That was a total bore and a slog. And just Justin Herbert, once again in January, can't get it done. As I watched that as a Giant fan, and I can imagine if you were a Jet fan watching that, yes, as a sports fan, great, it's exciting. But how about we get our teams back there? Like this time next year, how about we start talking about Giant playoff games? With either Harbaugh or McCarthy, remember, for me, neck and neck. And we'll see with Harbaugh this week. According to reports, he's narrowing it down to three or four teams for interviews. We'll see if the Packer job opens up, if the Eagles job opens up. I would imagine Harbaugh would expand that list. He has ties to Green Bay. We know he has ties to Miami. McCarthy, who I think has been disrespected, overlooked, undervalued, at times completely ignored. Like he was sitting out there for the last couple weeks and nobody said a word about him except for me. And Giant fans showed zero excitement with the prospects of hiring Mike McCarthy. But as soon as John Harbaugh is fired, get him in the building. Lock the doors. Don't let him leave. I think they're neck and neck based on their resume. And I would be thrilled with either guy. I think they go about it differently, which is cool. That's fine. Harbaugh, a little more of a taskmaster, a little bit more of an alpha male. Better draw a line, which is fine. I mean, I go in and out with the draw line. Sometimes I have a good draw line. Sometimes right now, as the internet points out, I don't have a good one, which is okay. You're getting winter Tommy. You'll get summer Tommy in a little bit, a lot quicker than I thought. I mean, usually, you're not used to me in videos every single day. Right now, you're getting winter Tommy. And it goes to my face. It goes to my belly. My legs are chicken legs. I can wear skinny jeans. That's why I wear women's jeans, because I can wear them, and it's not a big deal. My ass, it looks like a balloon when you take the air out of it, so not much going on there either. All goes to the face, which is fine, so I can sympathize with that. But sometimes the jawline's looking pretty good. Not right now, though. But as far as that, I mean, that could be part of it. Sort of the McCarthy. But I also, really, to me, the McCarthy, not hate, but disrespect. Two things. Number one, he was in the circus. He was at the carnival. The Cowboys. You know, he's guessing people's weight and age, and he's a bearded lady, and he's eating fire. And you're on the Cowboys. It's just a, you know, national, local joke. And the other part of it is he didn't win enough with Aaron Rodgers. He didn't win enough with the Cowboys. He didn't win at all. It's a Super Bowl. Okay. But he has over 600 winning percentage. He's won a Super Bowl, and he beat Mike Tomlin, everybody's favorite, in the Super Bowl. He has double-digit playoff appearances, this being McCarthy, and double-digit years where he's won over 10 games. That's exactly what this team needs. They don't need Kevin Stefanski. I would not hire Kevin Stefanski at all. I think he's Brian Daboll 2.0. He's a guy that had quick, early success with the Browns, won a coach of the year, big deal. That's a superlative. That's winning everybody's buddy or being voted everybody's buddy in the yearbook, big deal. Best looking. Okay, great. If you're the guy walking around with the yearbook saying you were trying to pick up a chick saying I was voted best looking, what would that get you? Nothing. So who cares? He won two? Great. Brian Daboll won one. Do I see anybody knocking down Brian Daboll's door to be the head coach of any team? No. So why should we do that for Kevin Stefanski? Why are we hiring a guy after he was fired for failing? 6 years in Cleveland, two winning seasons. Had early success, won a coach of the year. He won one playoff game there. One. Not saying he's Adam Gase, but the Jets couldn't wait to hire Adam Gase after he got fired. And by the way, they overlooked McCarthy then. McCarthy had way more success with Dallas than Gase did with the Jets. Gase was horrific here. I think Stefanski profiles more as a coordinator, just like Brian Daboll profiles more as a coordinator. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, the Patriots are at where they're at, yes, because of Mike Vrabel, but also because of Josh McDaniels, who's the best offensive coordinator in the NFL. He's the secret sauce, and he's the reason why Drake May is, in all likelihood, going to be the MVP. Vrabel is the CEO. He's the adult in the room. He's the program builder. He oversees everything, because that's what a head coach is. You oversee everything. You deal with special teams, defense, offense, the media, the players' wives, all the drama, ownership, GM, and you got to win games on Sunday. Deal with all of that stuff. Brian Daboll couldn't. Yeah, he could develop a quarterback. Great. Well, Kevin Stefanski could develop Jackson Dart. I don't want him to develop the quarterback. I want him to win games. I'll get a coordinator to develop the quarterback. That's not why I'm hiring a head coach. I'm hiring a head coach to win. I think Jackson Dart is already pretty much at the point of full development anyway. And that's why I want him to start from week one. Like, if you look through this season last year for the Giants, and you go through every single game, if they had good coaching, how many wins would they have had? How many? And they didn't start Russell Wilson, who, I mean, please. I mean, you paid the guy $20 million so he can hang out with Ryan Seacrest on New Year's Eve and go to SummerSlam and Knick games. The guy's famous enough. He could do that without being on the Giants. So I'm not sure why he had to sign with this team. He'll be on the Jets next year, but because he wants to be in New York so he could do all these things. But if you start Dart from out of the gate and you have good coaching, do you beat Washington week one? Yes. Do you beat Dallas week two? Yes. Chiefs? No. Chargers they already beat. Saints? Yes. You would have beat the Broncos. You would have beat the 49ers, Bears, Packers. Like, these are games they would have won with good coaching. How do I know that? Because every Giant fan thinks this is a coveted job. They think John Harbaugh should want this job. Meaning they're close. And with the right coaching, they would have won. Daboll wasn't the right guy. And I don't think Stefanski is either. Now, if he wants to be the offensive coordinator, great. Mike McDaniel getting a head coaching job? No. Mike McDaniel had just as much, if not more, success than Stefanski did. Certainly regular season records better. Stefanski under 500. I don't want a coordinator. I don't. I want a guy with experience. But I could sell myself more on a coordinator than I could Stefanski, because at least I'd say, yeah, you know what? Coordinator, I don't know what his ceiling is. He could be great. I haven't seen it, but I've seen what Kevin Stefanski brings to the table. And I would like his mind in here. I would like him to be a coordinator. If he wants to take that, great. Like, I don't understand how you fail. You win one playoff game in 6 years in Cleveland, and you somehow get to the front of the line for a head coaching job for a team that needs to win games badly. They have to get back or even start winning ways, because it's been so far removed that you can't even say get back to. In the last decade, it's been pathetic football. Playoff appearance here with McAdoo in the boat game season, and then Dable's first year where they beat Minnesota and then obviously got smoked by the Eagles. Other than that, it's four win seasons, out of it in September, and just bad football. And that's really the common thread, common theme here, as I watched all these games this weekend, is the Giants have to get this higher right. They have to. And I get John Harbaugh being at the top of their list. I do. But he's at the top of a lot of people's lists. Are the Giants at the top of his list? I don't know. Sometimes we live in a bubble where we don't realize what other teams have to offer. Okay? So it's more like, all right, yeah, Dart, young nucleus, but we don't realize, hey, he's got ties to Green Bay. Now, the Green Bay job isn't open, but I don't know how LaFleur doesn't get fired. How do you lose that game against the Bears and keep your job? And he was already in the hot seat. Like, that's the type of job that gets you chopped. Loss that gets you chopped. Sirianni, I don't know. There's got to be, someone's going in Philly. Whether it's Hurts, whether it's Brown, whether it's him, the three of them are not coming back for week one next year. No way. They are not running that back. They can't. There's way too much baggage there. Someone's got, if not multiple guys in the three names I just mentioned, have to go. And the Philly fan will be screaming for it for months. You think about the way the Phillies lost. Oh, the worst loss in the history of Philly sports, the way the Phillies lost and got eliminated this year. No coming back from that. Really, if you're a Phillies fan, I would just, stop rooting for them. I mean, if the Phillies should move to Montreal, quite frankly. Get out of the, go move. See ya, it's over. It's never happening. And then you have this loss at home where you're the defending champs and you can't even defend your home field. But the way football turns in this town is if the Giants get the higher right, and you love Harbaugh, but if that doesn't happen, you hire Mike McCarthy, a winner, a proven commodity. And then if you're the Jets, you hope that Woody Johnson can have a serious wake-up call and go, my franchise is a joke. This team is a laughingstock. We have former players who are future Hall of Famers that are going out of their way to mock us, to take shots at us, and they're right, and they're justified. You have former employees and talent that have gone on, in one case, Saleh, to regain the form that he had. In the other case, Sam Darnold, who is reaching heights that are just unimaginable when he was here with the Jets as far as the way he struggled. And you're sitting at home. And you haven't won a playoff game, really since 2011, the 2010 season. So hopefully for all the Jet fans who I'm sure wake up every day and they check the internet and saying, did the Jets leave in the middle of the night? That'd be nice. For all those Jet fans, I hope that you're on it, because it could change. It changed with the Knicks. James Dolan hired the right people, and now look where they're at. beat Portland a couple hours ago. Josh Hart, first game back. I told you how many times over Josh Hart. Josh Hart could be the second most important player on the Knicks. He's probably third, but he could be second most important as far as his energy, the way he brings the ball up the court, the speed, the rebounding, the loose balls. Nothing against Cat, I don't feel like, because I know he gets a lot of hate, but Karl Anthony Towns is probably the fourth most important player on the Knicks, maybe even fifth. OG, obviously JB, Hart, those guys are all more important, and I can make an argument maybe Mitchell Robinson more important, but Josh Hart, extremely important. He comes back into the lineup, and all of a sudden they win a game, and they have that kind of energy. But it changed for the Knicks, because James Dolan hired the right person. If Woody Johnson hires the right people, the Jets can win. Has he done that here with Moogie and with Glenn? I don't know. Probably too early to tell. Now, based on the free agent class right now of head coaches, I think Woody Johnson is justifiable in letting Aaron Glenn go. There's just so many good options, and you might get even more here in the next couple days. Like, it's crazy. It probably won't happen, but we could be sitting here Wednesday. Mike Tomlin could be free. It's not impossible. Although I think it would be more, hey, taking some time off from coaching. Sirianni, LaFleur, there could be a lot of, in addition to Harbaugh, McCarthy. They're committed with Glenn. And they did this stupid dog and pony show to fire Aaron. If they had Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams, they would be in the playoffs now. I believe that. And not hired Glenn. Like, if they had focused on bringing in an established, like, good head coach. Or even, like, one of these coordinators. How do you know, like, one of these the guys like Ben Johnson or Liam Cohen, how do you know they wouldn't have went to the Jets if Aaron Rodgers was there? They might have. They might have saw the situation to be a lot better with Adams and Rodgers than they did without them. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get back to all your calls on the Giants, on the Jets. We'll run around the games a little bit more here over Wild Card Weekend. And a quick, it's all football here, but one quick little, because it was breaking news, Jim Duquette had a report about Kyle Tucker and the Mets. So I'll give a quick little thought on that, and then we'll switch right back to football. 888-808-1019, After Hours, Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the Late Night, here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
you chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
426 here on The Fan. Tommy Lou Gower. Loogie in the late night, after hours, 888-808-1019. So the Bears had a thrilling comeback win against the Packers. It was a great game. You know, under the lights, great rivalry. But after the game, Ben Johnson, head coach of the Bears, gave a speech in the locker room, like most coaches do. And part of the speech has gone viral. Ben Johnson said, F the Packers, F them, F and hate those guys. I think it's just where we're at. I mean, the profanity and these viral moments and just the way it's kind of just a mark of society. I think a head coach would have done that, 5 years ago? Probably not. Do I think it's the most mature thing to do as your head coach? Not really. No. But you just beat your hated rival. You're a rookie head coach. You're going on to the divisional round. You're feeling yourself. The only thing I'll say is that things like that can come back to bite you in the ass. Meaning, next time you see Green Bay and they get you, the Packer fans will remind you that. The media will remind you that. That lives forever. The internet is forever. It's infinite. It's like an elephant. It never forgets. So when you do something like that, you will have to pay for it at some point. Like, you talk smack, teams and fans and media are going to look to get their lick back. So Ben Johnson is going to put, if he's going to act like that, and that's not like Sirianni's a goon. Like, he just acts like a total chooch on the sidelines. So, that's why everybody was celebrating. Not that we all hate Philly, but just Sirianni and the way he acts. And it can be, sort of galvanizing, and things can be great when you're winning, but that's the type of stuff that people will remember and they will throw back in your face when and if you lose to Green Bay. And it's going to be very, and maybe he wants that type of environment, but when you go to, and I know the Packer fans, and all of them own the team, so they all have like a stake in ownership. They can be friendly. If I was a Packer fan, I'd be like, I'll lick my wounds here. I'm not going to say anything. When you lose in the playoffs here, I'm going to come after you. And then when I see you again, we'll talk. That's all. So we live in a smack talking, viral, profanity type of world. You don't see it here on the radio because we can't do it, but it's just kind of how things go. Not everybody does it. My guy Mike McCarthy wouldn't do it, but I took it as, that's just the way things are, and someone's going to be looking to get their lick back on him at some point. Let's go to John in Belmar. What's up, John?
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I agree with you 1,000%. I'll take McCarthy or Harbaugh. I lived through the old Coughlin days. I'm 67 years old. I've been a Giant, Knicks, Ranger.
Your season, no doubt, we kind of all lived through the Coughlin days. I mean, I thought when you said I lived through the old, you were going to say go a little bit back further. I mean, Tom Coughlin wasn't that long ago.
No, you're right.
You know what I mean? I would have started the phone call like, Tommy, I've been a Giant fan forever. I lived through the Parcells days. And then I said, oh, okay, great. I was a little boy, But
yeah,
like,
I did. I know you did.
But absolutely. Because you're 60s. But I mean, but like to say you lived through the Coughlin years is like, that was like, I mean, people that are like 15 lived through that. Maybe not that young, but you know what I mean? It wasn't that long ago.
Okay. I got divorced. So I don't need to get yelled at by you.
No, listen, John. You know what? No. That was not about being yelling. We're just having a little fun here. So all good.
I got
no,
that.
No. And shout out to Belmar, one of the DTS down the shore, one of the great spots there. DJs, we love it. Not meant to
you
that. Just
I,
having a little fun
I hung
at your expense.
The other night,
what happened?
I was talking to you and I hung up. I heard you talking about DJs, and you were so right about the bar. It was the best bar. When I went there, it was 5 beers for $1. It was so much fun. Yeah, it's still fun today.
Oh, it's one of the great establishments in the history of establishments,
really,
Johnny. You could really sprinkle my ashes there when I'm gone. It really clicks a lot of the Lou Gehrig boxes. I mean, it's not only the location of it, you're on the beach, the music, the vibe, everything about
it. It really is.
It really is. And look, I don't know anybody at the Jersey Hall of Fame. I know Tiki's in the Jersey Hall of Fame. I would like to be the first to sort of say that Jersey girls should be inducted into the Jersey Hall of Fame. Because, I mean, you know, the hoop earrings, the poof, all that and stuff, the overly tanned, you know, that whole thing. It's great. And I didn't mean to yell at you. I didn't think I was yelling at you. I thought I was having a little fun at you. Yeah, I don't want you to think, you know, get vibes of your ex-wife. I mean, that's not a category you want to be in. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Quickly, and then we'll get back to the football. So this is from Jim Duquette. A league source confirmed to me that the three main teams in the Tucker negotiations, Toronto, Dodgers, Mets, have all met with the player, either in person or over Zoom. Still doing Zoom. As part of the recruiting process, we're still doing Zoom? Jeez, I mean, honestly, get on a plane, go see somebody. As part of the recruiting process for a star player, will be interesting to see if any of these three teams increase their offer soon to separate themselves from the other. Tucker, to me, makes a lot of sense, I think, for both teams, really for the Yankees, but they're not interested at all. The Mets, to put another bat in the middle of that order, you lose Alonso, you fill it there with Tucker. Now, he doesn't give you the versatility necessarily that a Bellinger would, but I like Tucker at first base because right now the Mets don't have a first baseman. I know everybody thinks Jorge Polanco's the first baseman. There's only one problem. Jorge Polanco doesn't play first base. So I don't really see a scenario where Jorge Polanco is the first baseman because he does not play first base. Where Tucker could play first base, he gives you that big thunder bat in the middle of the lineup. Now, I know there's this perception that David Stearns won't sign a guy for a lot of years. People think the Mets won't spend any money. They're spending money. They just don't want to give players a lot of years unless you're Soto or Yamamoto. Does Tucker fit that bill? Does Bellinger fit that bill? We're going to find out. But at least based on Jim Duquette's report, they have met with him either in person or through Zoom. The Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ, precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. Final game of Wild Card Weekend that we haven't, you know, obviously other than coming up later tonight. Chargers, Patriots, total bore, total slog. The Patriots are already annoyingly good. Like Drake May is like annoying. Like when you look at him, he's like just annoyingly good again. And the Patriot fan, especially the younger Patriot fans, they're annoying. I'm not a Jet fan. I'm a Giant fan. So I have no ill will against them because we beat them twice in the Super Bowl. But I could see where if you're a Jet fan, your stomach's turning right now because it took all but 35 minutes for the Patriots to rebuild. And as far as the Chargers, Justin Herbert, who I liked a lot coming out of Oregon, has not been able to win the big game. Now, he's doing well on the field and off. Madison Beer, he's dating. I mean, that's about as good as it gets. But in January, come playoff time, he has come up very small. And he's had bad, bad performances. Tonight, the Charger offense was anemic. It was hideous. The game lasted about 2 hours. If you sneezed, you missed it. And he's got a lot to prove. Now, I think he's a top 10 talent as far as arm talent, and as far as ability, if I was the Jets, if I was Moogie, would I call the Chargers up and say, hey, what will it take to get Justin Herbert? Yes, I would. Because I think Justin Herbert is better than anything you're going to get at number two. I think he's better than any free agent quarterback out there. So with all these picks that the Jets have, would I call up the Chargers? Because I think Herbert might not be a fit with Harbaugh either, Jim Harbaugh, that is. And the style in which Harbaugh wants to run his offense. So I don't think it's a bad idea for the Jets to call about Justin Herbert, but Herbert himself can be in that MVP conversation. I think Justin Herbert can be exactly like Matthew Stafford. He's on a losing organization. He's on a losing franchise. He's not getting it done in the playoffs. He goes, now, the Jets would not necessarily fill this bill like the Rams would, but it's not like he's going to the Steelers or the Chiefs, I get that, or the Eagles. Still, I think that Justin Herbert in his second stop, much like Stafford, because they are kind of similar in their abilities, he could have that kind of run. But that would also require the Jets hiring the right people and building around Herbert and doing the right thing and building their talent up around him, weapons, wide receivers, etc. Let's go to Sean in Rockland County. What's up, Sean?
Tommy, I'm loving your show.
Well, hold on a second. Wait a minute. Before you say anything else, would you say that John Harbaugh has a little, I don't know, lupinella in him? Would you say that?
Definitely, Tommy. That's definitely a good analogy. Yeah,
and actually, would you say, Sean, that Tommy, well, would you say that Mad Dog has a little Tommy Lugauer in him?
You know what? I think you've established yourself. I never saw that.
Well,
I'm
people,
being honest
a
with
lot
you.
Of people do. Well, I wouldn't think you wouldn't be honest with me, Sean, if that's your real name. I would say this. There are a lot of people that think that I sound like Mad Dog. I would argue, perhaps, that maybe I came before Mad Dog. Mad Dog heard me on the radio in 1930 and decided I'm going to sound like him, and now I'm back, essentially, from the future, and I am here in the second form, and really, Mad Dog's a ripoff of me. Now, Sean, if that is your real name, that's absolutely an option. But really, John Harbaugh definitely reminds me of Lou Piniella.
That's a good analogy, man. Yeah.
You know what, though, too? I wonder, Sean, do you think, I'm just going to throw a name out there. Because I don't know if you saw this, but our president, Donald Trump, he wants the Giants to hire John Harbaugh. Great guy, great family, wonderful American. Do you think Donald Trump would make a great head coach? Or let me throw another political name out there. Do you think Pat Buchanan would be a great head coach? And if so, what do you think Pat Buchanan would say to inspire his team?
Well, first, I think Pat would run a very conservative offense.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I would think Pat would tell the team, he'd rile them up before the game. Yeah. And
how would he do it?
You know the chant he will use, and they'll go wild, and that'd be great. But I wanted to add time. I wanted to ask you a question.
Wait a minute. What chant would he use?
Come on, you know what?
Well, would he not? He wouldn't say, go
he
Buchanan? He'd
throw me off the air if I say
no, it. I mean, I would throw you off the air for what? We're just talking. He would probably say, go
right,
Buchanan.
They would have a beautiful buffet set up for, you know, before game time.
Really?
And he would.
What would be in said buffet?
On that buffet?
Yeah.
The kind of guy he is, he would just basically, during training camp, tell the guys what they like and stuff, and he'd have all that stuff there.
I see. So he would crowdsource. He would say, all right, what are the old linemen like? What are the kicker like? What are the quarterback like? And then that's what he would put in his buffet. I gotcha. All right, so what else you got there, Sean?
Well, Tommy, let me just set this up. Do you drive?
No.
Okay.
I haven't owned a car in, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, something like that. Crazy amount of time. Ever since I moved to Brooklyn, which was 2018, I think, I haven't had a car.
Right, the smart move. I'll tell you something about the Brooklyn guys. First of all, I have a car. I drive. I love to drive and stuff.
Okay.
But when I have trouble, this is really true. When I have trouble trying to find a parking spot,
Sean, can we just get to the point where you do the thing that everybody's like? I feel like, Sean, if you're still there, and if that is your real name, when I go see Kiss. Not that I like Kiss, but if I were to go see Kiss, I want them to come out in makeup. I want them to sing I'm Gonna Party All Night Long, or whatever the hell that song's called. I don't even know the songs. Detroit Rock City, is that one of them? Who knows? But they wear makeup, which is, you know, it is what it is. When I hear from you, I want to get to the good stuff. And now here we are 2 weeks in a row and you're not doing it. You know what I mean? Like that's... We're all waiting for that, and I'm not going to let you get off the air. You do the Go Buchanan, and then when you're done with the Go Buchanan, we can talk. That's all. But I got to hear the Go Buchanan. I got to hear Go Buchanan. It's like cowbell. Like, I got a fever, and I need the Go Buchanan. I even set you up with the Pat Buchanan stuff. Let's go to Mike in Staten Island. What's up, Mike?
Congrats on the new gig.
Appreciate it.
I think the Kyle Tucker to the Mets thing could be real. when Stearns was the assistant GM the year that Tucker was actually drafted, they got the Astros hitting coach, Troy Snicker, who was with Houston the whole time Tucker was there, and Chris Gross, who's the vice president of Mets right now, and I'm pretty sure in some degree of scouting, was also in Houston when Tucker was there.
Yeah, Mike, I think it really boils down to, and this goes with, until we see otherwise, contract length. Like, what type of deal is Tucker going to get? You know the Dodgers are interested. They're interested in everybody. The Blue Jays want to throw their money around. They want to improve. They were really a couple outs away from winning the World Series. So it really boils down to money, but more about the contract, the length of it. All right, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. This is After Hours. It is Lugie in the Late Night. Tommy Lugauer. We'll wrap up. We'll talk more about the Giants, their head coaching search, around the NFL wild card weekend, up until 5 a.m., Alan Jerry, the warm-up show here on The Fan. 448 here on The Fan, Tommy Lugauer, After Hours, 888-808-1019 is a phone number to call. The Packers are a very interesting team to watch over the next couple days. What do they end up doing with LaFleur? If he remains the head coach of the Packers, which I don't know how he can based on the loss he had against the Bears, like that's the type of loss that gets you fired. But if for some reason they decide to keep him, okay. If they don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take. With the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Don't, and they fire him. Adam Schefter, really earlier today for me, but for many of you yesterday morning, had this to say about the Packers and John Harbaugh. Bob Harlan ran the Packers for almost 20 years. His son Brian is John Harbaugh's agent. Harbaugh is a Midwest guy at heart. If the Packers job comes open, it's definitely a massive threat for the Giants and anyone else who wants Harbaugh as their head coach. So that's a big thing to watch, because if, much like with the Dolphins, there is sentimentality where, yeah, Harbaugh has a relationship with Dolphins ownership, And here, there is a relationship with Harbaugh's representatives, also John being from the area, where you could say, all right, and the Packers are a, you know, all-time franchise with a young quarterback, whatever you think of Love, but they are a all-time franchise with a young quarterback, Micah Parsons, and I could see Harbaugh absolutely being interested. Philly's another one. Not that he necessarily has a tie there that I'm aware of, but you're talking about the best-run organization, I hate to say it, but it's the truth, in all of the NFL, with a team that's going to go through some changes, but still you have the best GM in football, and you have the building blocks to get back to the Super Bowl and win it. So those would be two big threats that could open up. Now, Harbaugh apparently is going to limit the teams he interviews with. It sounds like right now, three or four. Are the Giants in there? Yeah, I would imagine yes, based on the young quarterback, the young nucleus. Is New York City a draw? Not for everybody. For some people it is, for some people it isn't. Like when I thought about Joe Burrow potentially coming to the Jets and maybe being the new Broadway Joe. And I figured, all right, Burrow likes fashion, likes blondes. We have a lot of that here, both of those things. So New York would be appealing to somebody like Joe Burrow. Harbaugh, I don't know. New York might not be his cup of tea, or it might not be a selling point. Because not everybody, believe it or not, likes traffic. There might be like people that look at it and go, I'm not going to move there. That's going to be annoying for me. It's just not worth it. Now, money talks, absolutely, and the opportunity talks, but the location might not be the sell. And that's why I think my guy, Mike McCarthy, who, if it was me, I would have him neck and neck with Harbaugh, similar resumes. McCarthy feels like the more undervalued, overlooked, maybe even more obtainable hire here. And I think you could get similar results. It's a program builder. It's a CEO. It's a winner. It's a guy you can, and he's going to interview this week with the Giants. A guy that could build a great staff, because it's not just about the head coach, it's about building a great staff. You want a great staff to go along with the great head coach. That's what wins. Multiple coaches, the OC to develop, Jackson Dart, and the head coach to take care of everything else. And a DC who I would have, listen, if it was my dream scenario, I would have Mike McCarthy. I would have Mike McDaniel, who, yes, look, he wears women's sunglasses. Like, you know where you got those sunglasses from, and they damn sure weren't the men's department, but that's all right. And he rolls his sleeve up when he wears a sweatshirt, which is an interesting decision. And he wears capris, but that's really the sign of the times. Like, if you go out, not that my partying days are really in its prime anymore, but anytime I do go out and party, guys are in capris and girls are in baggy pants. Back in the day, it was like, you know, the opposite. I mean, the guys would be in baggy, you'd be wearing JNCO jeans back in the day, and you could fit four people in your jeans. Now that's the girls when they're vaping, and then the guys are wearing, you could see their ankles in their pants. So Mike McDaniel really, his hair's always gelled, hates the cold, who doesn't? So he's, you know, he sounds like my kind of guy, but I would want him as an OC. I think he's a great offensive mind. And Antonio Pierce as the DC, because I think AP, obviously, his ties to the organization, I think he's a great leader. He's a voice I would want in this locker room, especially with this defense, to maybe wake a Dexter Lawrence up. Like, Dexter Lawrence needs a kick in the ass, we know that. And Antonio Pierce carries that kind of weight with the franchise, that he could be somebody that could do that. Abdul Carter, maybe, needs a kick in the ass too. Antonio Pierce can be that guy as well. So my dream staff would be, it was a couple weeks ago and still would be. You could put Harbaugh in there for McCarthy, but McDaniel as the OC and Antonio Pierce as the defensive coordinator. Let's go to Mitchell and Fort Lee on the Fan. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Listen, I'm heading down to the airport again, so everyone's listening to you early in the morning.
Franchise?
So it's like, you know, everyone's morning because you're the main man for overnights now at WFAN. So, and Al Dukes is getting ready to come on to his 5 a.m. show with Jerry Recco.
Yes.
So, because I always call it the last call of the night. So, Al, get ready to go at 5 a.m. But getting down to the Giants head coach, if you look at it now, the Giants are joking. They're not going to get Harbaugh. If he had a choice, there's other teams better off there. Because right now, the Eagles' head coaching job, they should find Seriano. He blew the game yesterday. He's a complete joke there. He would be better there. Look at the team the Eagles have. There's other teams that have better players. That why would Harbaugh want to come in? And again, like I told you last week when we spoke, Harbaugh, what did he do with them? The Ravens. He won one Super Bowl 15 years ago. What he's done the last 5 years? Look what he did this past year. He blew the game. He blew the game into the playoffs.
He's had bad moments. There's no doubt. He's had bad playoff moments. All the great head coaches have. I mean, it's hard not to have them. I mean, most, you know, it's tough, especially when you're there every year. But you're right. The Ravens have had some bad losses, including losing, you know, at home to the Chiefs. They had the brutal loss in Buffalo with Mark Andrews dropped the pass. They had this, you know, week 18 here against Pittsburgh. And you're right. It's been a while, but he's still a guy, Mitchell, that year in and year out, the Ravens are a contender. They're winning double-digit games. They're in the playoffs. And you have to also understand, yeah, but Mitchell, the state of the Giants and where they're at right now. Like, we would dream and drool at the opportunity to be complaining about playoff losses.
Yeah, but Tommy, but here's the problem. If look at Harbaugh's, if you say he's such a great coach, how many years, he can't win the big game. He hasn't won the big game in years.
The Giants can't even get to the big game, though, right now. So how about we get to the big game first, and then we worry about not winning the big game?
Wait. Here's the problem that has. The Giants organization has blown this for many years because the problem is they can't hire the right people to run. They haven't had a right GM in years that done anything right. And the coaching staff, they have heavy coaches.
Well, I mean, Joe Shane drafted Jackson Dart. That's not getting something right?
Oh, that's one player. What else?
He didn't draft the Malik Nabers.
Okay, that's two. Go ahead. Keep
Cam
going.
Cam Scadaboo.
Okay, that's three.
He traded for Brian Burns. Hold on. Well, he traded for Brian Burns.
Okay.
He built up this offensive line. Everybody not named Andrew Thomas is a Joe Shane, you know, acquisition. He drafted Abdul Carter. All right, Carter wasn't the great player we all thought he would be in year one, but he showed promise.
But Tommy, you're right. You're giving some players here, but here's the whole problem. Everybody wanted when they fired the head coach this year, they wanted Shane out also. Now you're saying you're happy with Shane. So if you're so happy with Shane, then why don't you give Shane a 5-year contract? Why don't you give him a 5-year extension if you think he's done?
They should give him an extension, Mitch. I think that
they should.
I would not. If you're going to fire Joe Shane, that's fine. But and maybe they have extended him. I know he was asked about it and he didn't.
Carter, all right, Carter wasn't.
I think that was me on the background. As much as I like hearing my voice, I don't want to hear it for the second time. If Joe Shane was fired, okay. But if you're going to keep him, you should extend him. And yes, I'm a bigger Joe Shane supporter than most. I would give him a B+ as far as his grade for some of the things I've just laid out. He's built up this offensive line to the point where it was one of the most common phone calls we got on the station. The Giants have no offensive line. As far as I'm concerned, I haven't gotten a phone call about their O-line being bad in months because it was really good this year. He drafted Jackson Dart. He okayed the drafting of it. That was more of a Dable guy, but he okayed it. He could have said, no, we're not doing this. Neighbors, Scadaboo, Tracy, Burns. He hasn't been perfect. He's made a lot of mistakes, but I think Joe Shane has made up for a lot of those mistakes. And I think the Giants are trending up, and they're on the uptick. And that has a lot to do with the work that he's done. And I think that Joe Shane was closer to finishing his objective than Brian Daboll was. Brian Daboll was going backwards. I think Joe Shane is going forwards. And that's why I was okay with Joe Shane keeping his job. I think the Giants are not a personnel issue. It's not roster. It's not talent. It's coaching. And that's why this hire is the most important hire they've ever had. They have to get it right. If they don't, and they hire the wrong person, for me, that's Stefanski or a coordinator, then we're going to be in this same conversation 3 years from now. And Jackson Dart will be 3 years older. Who knows where some of the players they have on this team will be at as far as their careers. And you could have 3 years wasted under the wrong hire. That's why you got to make sure you make the right one. So for me, it's Harbaugh or McCarthy. All right, that'll do it. For me, my thanks to Michael Fliegelman on the other side of the glass. The warm-up show with Al and Jerry comes your way next. And I have you after hours later on today at 7 o'clock. And then we'll take the game. And then I'll be on after that till 2 a.m. So enjoy the rest of your morning. We'll talk later this evening.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.